Good afternoon. We're going to get started here with our concert in just a couple minutes. To start the program today, I'm going to ask, as you're able, to stand as we say the Pledge of Allegiance and then remain standing for the Star Spangled Banner. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon. Welcome to our annual patriotic concert here at Central Baptist Church. We're very happy you've come to help us celebrate Independence Day with us, and we hope you enjoy the concert we have planned for you. When we started having these concerts back in 2018, David Miller and I talked about what we'd like to do. I pictured having us with a concert out on the lawn, people sitting around in lawn chairs and on the grass and blankets having hot dogs and enjoying the music and all of that type of thing. David brought up the fact that we're in North Carolina, And it gets pretty hot in July here. I think today we can all agree that David had great foresight. I don't know anybody here that would rather be outside on the lawn today than inside enjoying nice air conditioning while we have a concert and have our hot dogs. The band we have here today in front of you is central to the Central Baptist Church Wind Ensemble, but we also have a number of guests that are playing with us today, as we always do. The Central Band plays at various times for our church services, for community events here in Oak Ridge, like Memorial Day and Founders Day and Veterans Day. If you've been to our patriotic concerts in the past, you probably recognize many of the people that are up here on the platform today. Some have been with us every single year, and some are joining us for the first time. So I want to go around and just kind of introduce everybody to you today. Over on the piano, we have Vicki Jones. She's our pianist here at Central Baptist. So you can come hear her almost every Sunday. We have our lone flute player up here, Nancy Kreider. If she looks familiar, she's my mom. So happy to have her. She's got some solo parts later on, so we try to quiet the rest of the band down since she's the only flute player. Next to her is my daughter, Amy Kreider. She's playing clarinet, but it's disguised as a flugelhorn. So she's actually playing the clarinet part for us today. Next to her, we have Ben Crouch on the alto sax. He's joining us. We have Carl Hassler on trumpet. Jeff Willard on trumpet. Jeff's been with us since we started all this. Alex Swain and Tom Carell also on trumpet today. Tom's been with us a long time. This is Alex's first time to join us. Over on the trombones, we've got Kelly Joyce, we've got Dale Parent, we've got David Miller, again, one of the very first. He was with the band before I was with the band. So we've got Keith Holliday, and we've got John Evans, and down on the tuba on the end is Kermit Law. And last but not least, if you're looking in your program, you'll notice I skipped one of our alto sax players. He could not be here at the last minute today because of work commitments. But we were able to pick up a bonus player over here in the corner, all the way from the University of Wyoming, but fortunately living with us in Clemens now. Got Steve Barnhart on the drums. So, we hope you enjoy our music today. Don't hesitate to participate. Sing along with the songs if they're familiar to you. Clap along if you'd like to. Wave your flag. Everybody should have flags there on the table. Those are your souvenir for today, so feel free to take them home with you as well. If you're really inspired, you can get up and lead a parade marching around the gym if you want to, okay? But enjoy yourself. That's what this concert's all about. This afternoon, we want to celebrate our flag, our country, and the freedom that we're so blessed to enjoy here in the United States. I'm going to have David Miller go ahead and pray for the food. Please feel free as we're playing to get up, get yourself some hot dogs, some apple pie, some drinks. If you need a restroom, the ladies' restroom is over here. The men's restroom is on that side in the corners. But enjoy yourselves. You don't have to stay quiet. We would like you to make some noise. Standing ovations are fine. If you want to throw something, we prefer large denomination bills. Okay, I'm going to ask Reverend David Miller to go ahead and ask the blessing on the food today, and then we'll keep going with our concert.
Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this day, for 250 years of celebration that we get to share in this today, that you've allowed us to live and be a part of America and this free nation that we have. Lord, we pray that you'd bless our time together, bless our food, bless those who've prepared the food. Lord, help us to ever be thankful to you just to be in free America. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, we all know Christopher Columbus is credited as discovering what's now known as North America way back in 1492. Many other explorers followed over the years, and in 1607, the first successful English colony was established at Jamestown, Virginia. The early colonists, they came looking for opportunities and for wealth. 13 years later, in 1620, the Pilgrims arrived and established the second successful English colony in America. These colonists had left England looking for religious freedom. Today, people still come to the United States for these same reasons: opportunity and freedom. Those colonies prospered and expanded over the next 140 years, but remained under the control of England. As those colonies prospered, the colonists began to resent the control of the king and the taxes imposed on them without representation of their interest in England. By 1775, the first shots of war were fired in Lexington and Concord. The Second Continental Congress met in 1776, and in June of that year, appointed a committee to draft a declaration to be sent to the King of England. On July 4th, 1776, after a unanimous vote by Congress — that doesn't happen anymore — the Declaration of Independence was officially adopted. All 56 of the original congressmen were in agreement. Can you even imagine that happening in today's society? And although celebrated annually each year afterwards, Independence Day was not officially declared a government holiday until 1870. But as we all know, freedom was not simply won by signing a piece of paper. War raged on for another 7 years until the British finally surrendered at Yorktown on September 3rd, 1783. Thousands of early patriots gave their lives to gain freedom from England, and over the years, over a million more have died fighting to keep us a free nation. The first part of our concert today is dedicated to all those who have served this country. Some have given their lives in service and protection of the country. Some carry wounds and scars, both visible and invisible, for the remainder of their lives. Our country, and we as individuals, owe these men and women a debt that can never be repaid. The next several numbers are our way of remembering those who served or are now serving our country.
Thank you. We started back.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house that's on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day that I came home. They folded up a flag, told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. One of the chosen ones, I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it costs.
Earlier when I was introducing the band, did not get a chance to introduce our vocalist for today. That was my brother Doug that just sang. A little bit later we'll be hearing a duet from him and his son JD. So thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
All right, the band has been playing real hard, so they need a little short break to rest their lips and their fingers, get a sip of water. It's in their contract. They get a break and two hot dogs and a slice of apple pie. So we're going to give them that opportunity and hopefully inspire you a little bit to think about what we're celebrating today. If you've attended our concerts in the past, you know I try to incorporate some narration about our country, its founders, our history, things of that nature. This year, I'd like to do something just a little bit different. This afternoon, I'd like to take a moment to talk about our country and its place in the world and your place in the country. I wish I could take credit for all the next thoughts that I'm about to pass on to you, but their basis is actually from a presentation from a man named Mr. Brian Mudd, who's a conservative talk radio host. When I heard them the other day, I thought these points were quite appropriate for what we have in our program today. Today, we're celebrating 250 years of our country. To some people, this may seem like a long time, but in the actual history of the world, we're still a fairly young country. But for the last 250 years, this country has had a tremendous impact on the rest of the world. Today, you'll hear a lot of people talking about our history, both good and bad, and many wonder if this country can make it for another 250 years. Mr. Mudd had three takeaways for why we've been here for 250 years and what we need to do to be able to be around for another 250. The first takeaway is we're here because of divine providence. Divine providence is a belief in the governance of God by which He, with wisdom and love, cares for and directs all things in the universe. So let's start with a word from President Trump. In a recent statement, he said, "This country was settled as a haven for religious freedom. As we prepare to celebrate the 250th anniversary of our founding, it's only appropriate that we work together to strengthen this fundamental right and to most essentially have liberty for generations to come." This country was founded on faith, founded by faith in divine providence. Have you ever paused to think about why it is that we're here? Studies show that about two-thirds of us, 68% of adults, have meaningfully questioned what the meaning of life is by what we consider to be midlife. So by the time you're around 40-ish or so, about two-thirds of us have contemplated this. Why am I here now? Usually when that happens, there's a catalyst attached to it. Job loss and/or financial issues tend to be most common. Nearly a quarter of the adults seriously question their place in the world during times of negative financial or career adversity. Just behind financial woes, we tend to question why we're here when we lose a loved one. Third most common reason is the loss of a serious relationship. This could be through breakup or divorce. And a fourth reason is the question is raised is due to health concerns, usually serious health concerns. So those are four of the top five reasons as to why the average American questions maybe why they're here. But what's the top reason why people are asking this question? The top reason basically comes down to what they cite as a lack of purpose or calling. But I'm here to tell you that as an American, your purpose is crystal clear. As the fact of the matter is that nothing short of a divine providence is why we're here today as a country. Now, that statement will probably drive some people crazy. Many people today totally reject God and certainly don't believe that our country was a result of our faith and trust in Him. But if we take a look at the founding of our country, the facts are clear. The United States of America was not some accident of history. The United States of America was not merely the result of clever generals or some lucky breaks. This country was founded with divine providence. It's right there in the Declaration of Independence. The second paragraph of the Declaration begins with the words that we're familiar with. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator," that's a capital C, "with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." We're a country founded on God-given rather than government-given rights, something that was the first of its kind. God-given rather than government-given rights. And in the closing words of the Declaration of Independence, the founders stated with crystal clarity, "And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." Our rights are self-evident. They're endowed by our Creator. We have a firm reliance in the protection of the divine providence. That's the reason we're here. Our founders were not hedging their bets. They weren't counting on some superior strategy. These were men deeply influenced by Judeo-Christian principles who understand that they were stepping into the humanly impossible. The second takeaway today is that our founding fathers were stepping into the humanly impossible. You had a ragtag group of farmers, merchants, and lawyers taking on the British crown, the world's superpower of its day. Just how improbable was this? So in this AI age and all that we have to do, we can backtrack and do probabilities. One of the things Mr. Mudd wanted to try to do is to illustrate the divine providence statistically, using numbers to illustrate his points. So through the use of AI, he asked a series of questions to calculate the probability, first of successfully fighting off the British to win the independence. So what do you think the statistical odds at the time of the Declaration of Independence in 1776? The odds of the United States successfully fighting off the British, not for everything else that's happened, but just to get to the point where independence could be recognized. He asked the top three AI programs, and he found the results ranged from a likelihood of 10% on the low end to 20% on the high end. So if you want to split the difference, you could say statistically we had about a 15% chance of being able to achieve independence. Somewhat unlikely, but obviously that would leave room for skeptics to suggest that the creation of our country was not due to divine intervention. But then consider this. What do you think the odds were on July 4th, 1776, that the Americans would win the Revolutionary War and would become the world's leading superpower within 170 years? It's one thing to win independence, it's a whole other to become the world's leading superpower. Based on those same AI programs, the answers ranged from essentially zero to 0.001%. Now that's a solid case for divine intervention. This is more than just we managed to beat the odds in this one. But why would God favor the United States to become the world's leading superpower? Why? Well, through world-leading technological accomplishments and advancements, the average standard of living in the world increased exponentially. With increased wealth came increased philanthropy. Did you know that during the 19th and 20th centuries, the United States was the world's largest source for missionaries, Bible translations, theological education, humanitarian relief, hospital construction, and orphanages in the world? Of course, the United States is also largely responsible for winning World War II. Now, on that note, consider this. Let's say the United States had never existed. What would the outcome for humanity have been? Israel would probably never have been reestablished at that time. Again, when AI ran probabilities on this, at least half the remaining Jewish population today would probably not exist. There would be no Israel. About half the Jewish population that's alive right now would simply not exist. And the impact on Christianity? Without the United States, it's likely there would have been at least 300 million fewer Christians today. Those numbers are considered the conservative numbers. Half the Jews would be gone, no Israel, 300 million fewer Christians. And that's assuming a Hitler-styled victory wouldn't have led to essentially the eradication of religious theology, which is altogether possible. And this leads us back to where we started. God could have used any country to accomplish his will, but he has chosen to use the United States to preserve his chosen people and spread his word throughout the world. That's an awesome privilege and responsibility for us and our country. While you may question why it is that you're here, God never has. We're blessed with opportunity to live free in what is arguably the greatest country in human history. This is because of the third takeaway. We have been here for 250 years because our country's founding principles were based on God's law. We are founded on freedom that God has given from our Creator, as the Declaration of Independence states. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have done all this through divine providence, and statistically the probabilities bear that out as well. Our country's founding principles are based on God's law, not man's. 250 years later, this country is one of the greatest examples of divine providence that's ever existed, perhaps second only to Israel itself. Your role as Americans is to protect and preserve it for future generations. That means taking a stand for God and our founding Judeo-Christian beliefs, as opposed to caving to political correctness. That means a willingness to stand up for what it is that you believe. The average length of a superpower or dynasty in human history is only about 200 years. The odds already were essentially non-existent that our country could have possibly ever made it to this point as the world's leading superpower. If we're going to continue to defy the odds, the key is simple. Follow God and be willing to fight for our God-given rights while maintaining a positive influence for him on the world.
Thank you. All the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my Heavenly Father to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. 'Cause I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to LA, yes, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Thank you, guys. We're going to take just a slight break from the patriotic music here to kind of incorporate a little bit of summer fun. Okay, so we play this next song for you. You're going to recognize it. It's probably one of the most recognizable songs out there. Sing along, clap along. I want to hear lots of bop, bop, bahs. Okay. So this is our version of Sweet Caroline. Thank you.
Start back over.
when the night seems to say all hope is lost, gone away. But I know I'm not alone by the light she stands. There she waves, faithful. Westward wind, show the way, carry me to the place she stands. Just when you think it might be over, just when someone will risk his life to raise her, there she stands. There she flies, clear blue skies, reminds us with red of those washed in white by the brave in their strength she stands. When evil calls itself a martyr, when all your hopes come crashing down, someone will pull her from the rubble. There she stands. We've seen her flying, torn and tattered. We've seen her stand the test of time. And early light, and through the night she stands.
Thank you, Doug. Before we play our last couple of songs for this afternoon, I'd like to take a moment to thank everyone that's had a part in making this program happen today. I want to thank the musicians that are up here. The important thing to remember is, if you liked what you heard and things went well, it's all these talented folks up here. If you didn't like it and something didn't go so well, well, that's my fault, okay? But appreciate all the folks that came out. They've dedicated a lot of time in practicing and playing with us today. I'd like to thank Doug and his son JD for coming to sing with us. Also, want to make sure we thank all the folks who are working kind of behind the scenes, although not so much behind the scenes. Those who were working to advertise the concert, those that planned and served the food, prepared the food for you today, setting up tables and chairs, the decorating, working the sound systems and the cameras so we could have a good concert, and all the other jobs that went into making this concert to happen. Mostly, we appreciate you guys coming out to join us today. We hope the music and the words have been inspiring to you, that they helped enhance your enjoyment of the day, and that as you celebrate the rest of your day, you have a good time with your family and friends. But most importantly, please take the time to reflect on our country, its founding fathers, the freedom we have, and all that God has blessed us with here in the United States of America. Have a great afternoon. Thank you all for coming.